Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 19th, 2012, episode 534, brought to you today by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse world.
Yep, it's Monday.
All right, let's take it from the top again.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us on a Monday, well, Monday morning for us right now. Who knows when you're listening, but we'd like to thank you for joining Horses in the Morning. And Glenn, I would like to petition you for something. I have a special request for you.
Okay.
Well, as some people know, and if you don't, hey, guess what? I'm pregnant. I got knocked up. I'm in full, whatever you want to say. This is happening, people. And my point is that there's something that happens to pregnant women, and I'm not going to talk about this pregnancy thing too long here, but there's something that happens to us that changes our life.
Do I want to hear this early on a Monday morning?
You know what? You're going to have to, because you're here and you're listening.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to say is that there's something that happens to us that we just can't escape. It affects riding horses. It affects driving. It affects going to the store. It affects everyday activities such as sleeping, doing the dishes, going to do laundry, sweeping the floor, cleaning stalls, whatever you want to do. This affects you every day, and it's affecting my radio show, Glenn. It's affecting the show. And what I'd like to do is request at least two or three more songs be played, because I have to pee every 5 minutes.
On Friday's show, we chat in the background here between Jennifer, Jamie, and our Friday's show. We're only about 20 minutes into the show, and she's typing, song, 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 play a song. I was looking at the schedule, and we had 30 minutes till the song was to play, and I couldn't figure it out right away. And then we did play a sound file of some sort, and you came on and said, "Thank you," and I finally figured out what you were talking about.
Yeah, it's not funny. So let me paint a picture for you. I go to get on Jet the other day, and you know what? I'm really lucky. I have no morning sickness. I'm actually feeling fine. I'm going to get personal here. There's two things that matter with me, and it is I pee every 5 minutes, and my boobs are killing me. I mean killing me. I don't know where these things came from. I'm glad to have them, but the husband cannot touch them. Don't even look at them. They hurt that bad. So when I go to ride a horse, I out of necessity must have two, potentially three sports bras on. And I actually had to go out and buy sizes that were too small so they'd actually lock them down. You know what I mean? Like, there's no movement. So I'm getting on Jet. Chad's in the backyard. He's doing something in the backyard, fixing sprinklers or something. And I go to get on Jet, and I get all the way out to the arena, and I start trotting. And we trot about four steps. I'm like, oh, God, I forgot the second bra. So I come. My arena is all the way in the front of my property. My barn is all the way in the back. The husband is all the way in the back. So I have to leave the arena, close the gate, ride all the way back to the house. I'm like, babe, please, can you hold him? I forgot a second sports bra. I forgot it. Mind you, this is taking a couple minutes. So he comes out and he holds the horse. He's holding Jet. And I run inside and I put on a sports bra, another one, get undressed, get redressed, get back on. I'm like, oh, thank you. You know, I come back on. I get back on the pasture. I ride all the way out to the arena. I start trotting. I'm like, crap! I have to pee so bad. Why didn't I just go when I was in the house changing the bra? So then I ride all the way back to the house. And I'm like, Dad, can you please come hold the horse? And he's like, what did you forget now? I'm like, I gotta pee. Hold on, hold the horse. This is the life that I am living. Every time something like this happens, I say, Chad, this is your fault.
I know. Chad wanted this.
You did this to me.
No, I have to pee.
Like, strong. See, if we had an extra song here, I'm thinking that we just play every day. What we do is we go back to my roots, which is we play a song. I come out of the song and I say, that was Templeton Thompson from her album So-and-So. It's currently 52 degrees. It's 8:30. Hope you're not stuck in traffic. Here's another song by Jared Rogerson.
When do you do? You do in April?
June. June 5th.
June? Probably by May then, we are going to have an all-music show.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. I don't know why it is, but I have a tummy now, and I have to pee all the time, and my boobs hurt. So I'm just throwing all that out there for you. Jennifer, save me. You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start peeing during Jennifer's on today's show. Jennifer, go. Take your time. Oh, gosh. Am I here? Okay, I'm here. On today's Omega Alpha Equine Monday edition, once we've worked our way through Glenn and Jamie's weekend adventures, we wander aimlessly among the horsey headlines until we welcome new vocations to the show once again to highlight an adoptable equine. And we also get the update on some previous highlight OTTBs from new vocations. And to wrap the show in a neat little bow of laughter, Wiley stops by with the latest punchlines from the horse world, so stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'll do my daily whinny really slow in case Jamie's not back yet from the bathroom.
We're good.
That my daily whinny goes out to Debbie Metcalf of netposse.com. They are in the midst right now of their annual fundraising auction. It's going on right now. If you go to netposse.com and follow the banner link, you'll see that they have a whole bunch of items up on eBay. They've got clothing. They got DVDs. They got all kinds of artwork. They have some spur suaders. By the way, I bid on some of those for you today, Jennifer, because didn't you lose yours? So
lose, I think, might be too generous a term.
Yeah, I think they got nabbed.
They were scounded with.
So at the last barn you were at. So I bid on some of those for you. So
Glenn,
go on
don't
to.
Don't tell her. That's a Christmas gift, a superhero Christmas gift.
Why oh, I forgot. I shouldn't have told her. You're right. Well, now everybody's going to go on and bid against me, too. That was really stupid. That was a double stupid. Right there. But netposse.com, help raise money for a terrific organization. Everybody that listens to this show knows what they do. We've had them on many, many times, and we like helping support. This is the only fundraiser she does all year, so we hope that she raises a lot of money to keep this going. That's Debbie Metcalf. All right, your turn.
Sorry, I was looking through the auction items. Where are we? What are we doing? Oh, Daily Winnie, without a doubt, now, Glenn, you know that I have to give my Daily Winnie to Zenyatta's little sister, Ablouissant, which I learned how to say when listening to the race. Ablouissant has, I mean, you know, when Zenyatta ran, she would, without a doubt, always be last. Last, and in the final turn, would make some sort of crazy run where she started running and it's like she got all the other horses to just run backwards. And she would blow by everybody and hit the finish line in, like, amazing fashion. Well, let me just tell you, her little sister studied with her, ran the exact same race. It was like sitting second to last, third to last, heading into the final turn, started moving up, and then gets around the corner Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. It was amazing. And you tell me bloodlines don't matter. I mean, this mama who, Vertigno, I guess, I don't know how to say her name, must have in the womb communicated to these guys, hey, lay back. And then just run at the end. Because it's amazing how similar they were. So, and Louisaw ran her first race and won. In same fashion as Zenyatta. Let's play it.
It starts a little slow here because one of the horses is having trouble in the gate. So it's just going to be a couple of seconds before they get started.
Chestnut Moon, Restless.
Chestnut Moon was one of the favorites.
They're off. Saturday Night Ride and Out for Revenge with a tap of the whip. Urania in the center, then comes Belonging and Chestnut Moon. Éblouissant breaks third last. Playful Humor is next, and the early trailer is Spin the Blues. To the backstretch, Saturday Night Ride is the pace setter. She's two lengths in front of Urania in second. Then it's a lineup of three. Belonging between horses, Out for Revenge three wide, and Chestnut Moon at the rail. Playful Humor is about seven lengths from the front. She's just a neck in front of Zenyatta's little sister, Éblouissant. Second to last and about eight from the lead. She is at the rail in the red cap. And Spin the Blues is the trailer. There's 5 furlongs left to run. Saturday Night Ride going to try to go it all the way, and she's sharp up front. Saturday Night Ride leads it by a length and a half from Urania in second. It's a length to Chestnut Moon. She's advanced at the rail in the orange, third and 2.5 from the front. Belonging pushed along a bit at the half-mile pole. She's got 4 lengths to make up. Playful Humor is 6 from the front. Éblouissant has 7.5 lengths to make up and 3.5 furlongs to do it. Then comes Spin the Blues. Out for Revenge is the trailer, and they run around the far turn. Saturday Night Ride still in front. To the quarter pole, she leads by a length over Urania in second. Éblouissant is passing horses. She is in the third spot now, and here comes Éblouissant and Cory Nakatani. She is up into second and 1.5 lengths from the front. Saturday Night Ride, Éblouissant right alongside.
Yes!
Chestnut Moon at the rail. Final furlong, Saturday Night Ride, Éblouissant to the outside. Éblouissant has taken over the lead, and she's suddenly 3 in front. Saturday Night Ride, second. Dazzling, brilliant, just might be. Éblouissant wins her career debut by 4. Chestnut Moon.
Yay! He said dazzling at the end because that's actually French for Éblouissant is dazzling. So I went to Éblouissant's Facebook page because she and I have been Facebook friends for quite a while. And I just wanted to read what she wrote because she, like her sister, is very skillful in the computer world. So she wrote, oh, what a day. This Friday, I won my debut by 4.25 lengths. My trainer, John Sheriffs, was both excited and relieved with the result of my finish. And my owner breeder, Eric Cronfield, was joyfully stunned. As strange as the experience was, I had a great time Friday. I must say I do love being a racehorse very much. Sharing the winner's circle, not only with my connections, but my fans, also had to be the best part. A big thank you for all the congratulations. Your support is much appreciated. Blah, blah, blah. So check this out. As she won, there were so many Zenyatta fans who showed up at this race, and they had signs for Éblouissant, and they stood, all these women went down to the rail. There were so many women at the track that day to watch Éblouissant run, and even the announcers were commentating on, like, unbelievable how many women are going crazy. Apparently, there were women along the rail that were crying after watching this race. So guess what John Sheriffs did? He invited every one of those women into the winner's circle to get their photo taken with her. Is that not
amazing? Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, my God. I would freak out. So she wins. All of Zenyatta's fans show up. They all get invited into the winner's circle. They're all in the photo. Just a really, really cool experience. These people get it, you know. They really, really get it. John Sheriffs is just a great ambassador for these female racehorses that are just inspiring, you know?
Terrific. Well, that's great. Now, do we have any idea when they're talking about the next race? Now, they don't race them as often when they're real young like this, right?
Correct. They say that they're hoping to run her in an allowance race before the meetings end, or Santa Anita winter spring meeting, which happens December 26th. So, sometime, potentially a short one before, but December 26th is when the next meet starts.
Woohoo! Good job. Good job. And you're right. It's exactly when you watch that, you have to watch the video because, but first of all, she's a stunning horse. And then she just did this. If you would have put Zenyatta right beside her, they would have been running side by side the whole race.
Yeah, it was really amazing. And if you go
identical.
To, I think it's Eventing Nation posted her race, her first race, and then Zenyatta's first race next to it, and it's just striking how amazing it is, how similar they both their maiden races were. So I think we're going to see some really amazing things come from this filly, and good luck. Yay!
Very good. Well, we're going to talk. You went to see a movie over the weekend. We'll talk about that. We went down to Sarasota, Florida, to hang out with Dr. Wendy Ying, and we got to do some driving, so we can talk about that. We have a bunch of guests coming up, but let's take a break right now for our title sponsor, Omega Alpha. Omega Alpha Pharmaceuticals creates only natural health products. Their scientists, guided by Dr. Gordon Chang, formulate a wide variety of mainly herbal health products to address many equine health problems. And one of their users is international Canadian sensation event rider, Jessica Phoenix. And we have Jessica on here for a second to tell us what she thinks about Omega Alpha. Well, hi, Jess. I hear that you use Omega Alpha.
I do. I love their products. I've started using them this year. And the one product that I really love is Anti-Flam. It just takes the sting out of the horse's feet and keeps them moving comfortably. And I know that from using it in our barn, a lot of horses have benefited from it.
You can look for their products at retailers nationwide or visit their website at omegaalpha.ca. That's omegaalpha.ca. And I think Dr. Chang should be due to come on again soon, shouldn't he, Jennifer?
He's coming back again. We'll see him early in December. He's traveling all of this month, so we won't see him again until early in December.
Okay, great. Well, we had an opportunity to go down and hang out with Wendy over the weekend and her boyfriend down in Sarasota, where, by the way, it was absolutely beautiful. The sun was shining. It was 80 degrees and no humidity at all, which is something that we look forward to here in Florida in the wintertime. And we had a great time. The first day, Saturday, we got to drive a pair. So Wendy took us out to drive a pair. I posted a picture of that on our Facebook page. And I wasn't quite brave enough to drive one of her pairs. I just had visions of me, you know, driving them between a tree and killing everybody. So I didn't do that. But
what?
second day, we took a single out and we went out through her neighborhood, and I got to drive for a while on one of her single horses, which was a lot of fun. It was good to be driving again. It's been a little while, so I had fun with that. And they live in a beautiful equestrian neighborhood. Of course, it has all the big live oak trees and the Spanish moss and deer everywhere. And we saw three eagles in this trip. One of them was just in the lady's front yard as we were driving by. There was an eagle sitting there. So it was a wonderful weekend. We got to go on a party boat for Saturday night and head out through Sarasota there along Millionaire Row and see all the big rich people's houses. So that was a lot of fun as well. And then we went to a tapas restaurant, not topless, tapas. Got to eat a lot of little dishes. So we had a really good time, and it was so much fun, Jamie, to get to sit in the carriage and drive a horse again. I do miss that, and one of these days soon I'll have my own and I can get back to doing that. But I did miss it.
I can't believe that. Well, first of all, the two horse carriage that you were too wussy to drive. What happened there? Why didn't you drive? And second question, what kind of horses are those? They're so cute.
They are what she calls sport cobs. And they're a combination. What are they, combination of, Jennifer?
They're part Welsh and part something else. The other part varies from horse to horse. The one on the right side in that picture is part Frisian. And Dante, who is here on the left, I'm trying to remember what he's crossed with. He's part Welsh, and the other half escapes me. But they're Welsh crosses, and they're kind of medium-sized horses. Yeah.
Okay,
adorable.
So that totally that makes sense why I couldn't figure out what kind they were. I'm like, I just don't recognize. But they're, like, very short-coupled. They've got kind of thick necks. They look very strong. But they were naughty?
No, they weren't really naughty. No, they were fine. It's
no,
just I have never driven.
Naughty as in full of personality.
Yes.
Okay. Not naughty as in bad. They are really chock-a-block full of personality. And they saw Glenn coming, and Glenn has sucker written across his forehead because he's a horse husband. Yes.
I had never done a pair before. So next time we go down, she's going to give me a pair driving lesson. So we're going to do that next time we go down. But you see the picture there. I mean, that is their whole backyard is full of those big live oak trees with those Spanish moss hanging down. And there's about 30 acres there that they have trails through so they can drive through there. It is really cool. It's a really neat place.
It is definitely beautiful. And that was Ocala?
Now, that's in Sarasota, which is below Tampa on the Gulf Coast. It's right along the Gulf Coast below Tampa. And it's a big, of course, retirement community. So it was pretty busy because all the snowbirds have started to descend on Florida now.
Jennifer,
they're all moving in.
Yeah, I know. They're here in Arizona, too. Jennifer, is Wendy's boyfriend cute? Tell me about her boyfriend.
Wendy's boyfriend is super adorable. And he is the, I can't call him the strong silent type, but he is the quiet one. He's the one who doesn't really say a whole lot during the conversation.
No,
he just sits there and looks adorable.
You know why? Because he can't get a word in with Wendy around. He's learned.
That's
exactly.
True.
Smart.
Precisely. True. He's a very smart man that way. He's very smart.
And he's a doctor, too. He's a chiropractor for people. So he's a people doctor. So those two can talk chiropractic and talk doctor stuff when my eyes glaze over. But they're having a great time.
Well, good. Good, good, good. Well, did you go see Lincoln? Because on Friday, that's all you talked about was you were going to go see Lincoln.
But Wendy kept us too busy, so we did not get to go see Lincoln. We're going to do that tonight. I did post on Facebook to get some comments from people about the ones who did go see Lincoln, and we did get some comments, and so far it was excellent. I loved it, a classic. Everybody needs to see it. And Lincoln Rides a Morgan, so there you go. It was great, well-written, and amazing. I mean, so far, my brother went to see it last night. He just said it's going to win every Oscar there is. Dana Day-Lewis apparently just was unbelievable. And who played the wife, Jennifer?
Sally Fields.
Sally Field, they said Sally Field played because Lincoln's wife was a little out there. She had a few marbles loose. And
no, she did not. She was an impressive woman is what she was. How dare you?
She was a loony bird. And apparently she played her very well. So they just said the acting was unbelievable and it was a very, very good movie. Did you get to see Lincoln or you had a list of movies you wanted to see?
Yes, I cannot wait. I'm so excited next weekend for Life of Pi. I am thrilled. I don't care if I'm at Chad's family for Thanksgiving. I'm going to see the movie. However, we did go see Skyfall yesterday. We actually went last night. Chad and I had a little date, went to pizza, and then went and got a movie. I went to the movie, and it was fantastic. Oh, my gosh. I bit off all of my fingernails. I mean, I was so stressed out. I don't do well with scary kind of, not that it was scary, but like that super tense, stressful action movie. But I go to see it because I saw Casino Royale on DVD and I saw Quantum of Solace on DVD. And I'm sorry, I just wanted to see Daniel Craig that big in the theater. Woo! Good God. That guy's ridiculous. He is so hot. And those eyes, his blue eyes, it's like they put laser beams in his eyes. They're so blue in this movie. And it was just a great cast, very suspenseful, very exciting. And you talk about best actresses. It's Judi Dench. I mean, Dame Judi Dench. She is just amazing in every movie she's in. But, man, she really was fantastic in this movie. Just fantastic. The whole cast was really good. The guy that played the bad guy, when I saw him, I was like, it's the guy from No Country for Old Men. He's so scary. The bad guy is so, so scary. When they just showed who he was, I was like, oh, my God, I hate that guy.
Are you a James Bond fan? Did Chad drag you there? Or were you a fan to begin with?
I have recently become a Daniel Craig fan, Glenn, I was not drugged. Actually, I mean, you know what, my girlfriend and I, when I told you we watched Magic Mike at Galway, one night we watched Magic Mike, one night we watched Casino Royale. We it was like Eye Candy weekend. And it reminded me how much I really did enjoy those movies. So it got me very excited for Skyfall. And the story and the stunts and the everything, it's huge. I sat in the second row because I didn't bring my glasses, number one. And number two, the place was packed on a Sunday, 6:20. 6:10 was the movie, and it was packed. So I'm sitting in the second row, and I was unfortunate enough to sit directly in front of the talker.
Oh, this, no. You had the talker?
Glenn, she
was
didn't
it a male or
talk.
Female talker?
It was a woman and a man. They were a very happy couple. I wanted, by the time the movie was over, I was like, Chad, we've got to sit here for like 10 minutes because I'm pretty sure she's going to go straight to the bathroom. And if I go to the bathroom and I see her in the bathroom, I'm going to punch her in the face. So we need to just relax for a minute. So she, the whole movie, this is her. Oh, ah! Oh my God. You kidding me. Like the whole movie. Yes. Screams. Laughs. Oh my God, did you hear that? Oh my God.
I thought I had a question. Which would you rather have? The talker, that lady in front of you, or the little kid throwing popcorn at you? I think I'd rather have the little kid throwing popcorn.
Popcorn. I finally, at one point, Glenn, because she was right behind me, I finally turned around. Of course, I embarrass Chad when I do stuff like this. I finally turned around. I was like, you know it's a movie, right? Like, I turned into a grumpy old lady. Like, let me just suck the fun out of this. But seriously, shut up. What's the most annoying person you had in the theater? Like, Chad was so mad. He's like, just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. But he's like, finally get the end. I'm like, I can't let it go anymore. I'm going to kill her. She's got to leave the theater right now. God.
Don't piss off the pregnant woman. Now, how much of the movie did you miss because you were in the bathroom?
You know what? What's really great is I got smart and I did not drink anything. I don't buy the big giant Cokes because if I had done that, I would have peed 16 times. But you know, they do like the series, like don't be late to this movie if you're going to go because they started out, it kicks off with like monster action that you cannot miss. And then what they do, and that was like 7 minutes long of like this super amazing action, maybe 10 minutes. And then they go to the Adele song where they do all the and all the different, basically the credits come on. And you know how they do it James Bond style with the song and all that?
Yep.
I ran and peed during that. So I was like, the song came on. I'm like, okay, I've got a couple minutes. So I ran out and I only missed like the first couple minutes coming back into it. And then I just held it. Because you can't get up during that movie. You just can't. I thought, there's got to be like a sex scene or something I can go to the bathroom for. Or let me watch the sex scene and I'll leave during the action scene. So, but I made it. And boy, he's hot. Good God.
Well, you know, they said last night was a record all across the country for theaters. Because you had that movie, you had Lincoln that started this weekend. And then you had all the Twilight, you know, the preteens going to see the last Twilight movie. So they said it was an unbelievable weekend. Apparently, at the theater Wayne went to, they only had four movies showing. Like, they had four screens for Twilight, like two or three for Lincoln, and then the 007, because it's been out a couple of weeks, had less screens. But that was pretty much it because they had all the screens showing these three movies.
Yeah, and you've got to wonder about the ones that have come out recently or this weekend that I can't even name any of them. But more have come out besides these three. But nobody knows. You know you're screwed. Like, you're an actor. You're like, my first movie's coming out. This is going to be great. And it opens the same weekend as Twilight and Casino Royale or Lincoln. You know, you're like, oh, I'm screwed.
Yeah, really, that's it. You're done. Right to video next week.
Yeah, exactly. So I still got to see Cloud Atlas, and I still want to see Life of Pi. But Cloud Atlas is almost out of the theater, so I might be screwed on that one.
Well, we're going to see Lincoln tonight, so on Wednesday we'll let you know what we thought of it. We'll give you a no-spoiler review. Thank you. We do want to go see, you know, I'm not a big James Bond fan. I never have been. But Jennifer's whole family is James Bond fans. So even if I'm not a James Bond fan, do you think I'll enjoy this movie?
Anybody would like this movie. You know, it didn't have, like, all the Inspector Gadget type stuff. stuff like that. It was really, really just a very good action movie. And I'm not even an action movie person, and I loved it. I loved it. So you must go see it. It is a must go see. Five hay bales or whatever.
Okay. Five flakes. It's a five flake. Well, you know, it's that time of year, and guess what? It's that week. Thanksgiving's coming up, which means Black Friday is on Friday. But, you know, because Thanksgiving's a week earlier, you have an extra week to shop this year. But you're going to need that time if you want to start planning the perfect gift. And the perfect gift is a custom gift, a gift that actually shows that you put a modicum of thought into it. So don't be like me. Go to easysignsonline.com/holiday and take advantage of the special 15% discount coupon only for Horse Radio Network listeners and your friends. You can tell them about it too. And what this is it is a unique website that allows you to choose all of your sign options and see complete pricing every step of the way. So there's nothing better than getting somebody a gift like a sign, a stall nameplate, a banner, a farm sign, something like that, a sign for their tack room, anything that involves a sign. There's nothing better than doing that for the holidays because it really shows that you put some thought into it. You can combine this 15% off coupon with their current free shipping promotion, and you can use the code HRN for Horse Radio Network 12, HRN12, at checkout, and you'll get your 15% off. So go to easysignsonline.com/holiday to get that savings today. And I guarantee you, you give somebody one of these quality signs for Christmas, you're going to win a lot of points. So guys out there, if you're listening, you're going to win points. And ladies, this is a perfect gift for your friends, for your trainers, for your coaches, anything like that. easysignsonline.com/holiday.
Well, we've got our next guest, Glenn, and, you know, every month we highlight a horse from new vocations. We have, by the way, been very successful, and the ones that have been highlighted here have been adopted. Last month, we talked about a horse named the Mugger Hugger, and I came on and reported that the Mugger Hugger was adopted, and the Mugger Hugger has his own blog, and the woman who adopted him keeps track of every little thing he does. She's very excited to have him. So that's the muggerhugger.blogspot.com. Now, we've got Amy on from New Vocations to talk about a new horse called Doing My Best. Amy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us. And I just got to tell you, I love the name. I love the name, Doing My Best. That is all we have expectations for. So tell us about this cute little bay horse.
Yep, he's adorable. He's a 5-year-old bay gelding. And great name, didn't do so well on the track.
Uh-oh.
He did 19 starts. He never won. So needless to say, that was part of the reason why they retired him. Yeah, his record was 0-3-3, and won all of a whopping $72 this year. So total for $6,000. But yeah, and then his last race was May of 2012, and at that point in time, they might have kept racing him, but he sustained a small hairline fracture in his sesamoid. So they decided, with that race record, he might as well retire and find something else to do. And so that's when he came to us. And he definitely has been a good guy. He's done with sort of his time off here, and he's been back to work, but it's time for a home. They kind of tell us when it's time because they start getting really, really needy, or they stand and sort of sulk when they don't have all of the attention that they need. And he is definitely in the needy mode. He just absolutely, every time you walk by, he sticks his nose out and tries to get every ounce of attention he can. So it's definitely time for him to go to a home where somebody has time for him. And somebody that's looking for a pet, he loves attention, absolutely loves to be groomed, loves peppermints, and does his best when he's working, doesn't really like a lot of downtime, and because he just kind of stands there and mopes in his stall. Because he thinks he should be the center of attention, and he is where he's located, but he definitely needs a home. He is fully rehabbed now, doesn't really care to work in the ring, will do it because we ask, but loves to go out and explore and trail ride. So there's a trail riding video of him with another buddy, but he will go out by himself as well. He will prefer to go out with somebody, but he doesn't have to. So he's definitely somebody that's just looking for a family horse. He would be perfect.
Wow. So we've got a racehorse that's retired that actually loves to calmly trail ride alone.
Yep, absolutely.
That's very unique to have,
yes.
Especially when they're, you know, haven't been off the track that long. So let's talk about mm-hmm. He's 5 years old. Is that correct? He
yes,
was born in 2007.
Uh-huh. Yep.
5 year old. He is bay, and I've never seen a blaze quite like
right.
the one he has. It is so
right.
unique.
Yes. Yep.
I'd
definitely.
Love to see his registration papers and see how they tried to describe that one.
Because yeah.
they don't say blaze.
Exactly.
They're like
exactly.
star with lateral connecting stripe, which runs
exactly.
off the medial
yep.
side of this. It's crazy.
Right.
It,
so,
it actually kind of looks like
the
country of Brazil when you look at it.
no, I hadn't paid any attention. Yeah, and he definitely
Italy.
Has the. Yeah, he definitely has the body type. He's an unbridled song, so he has that thinner, sleeker body style too. So yes, yeah, so that makes his face stand out even more because he's more on the thin side, thin build. And yep, the first thing you notice is that big blaze on his face.
Yeah, and he's got fantastic conformation. Some of the conformation shots you guys have here are awesome. I mean, he is very his withers are higher than his butt, which is one of the first things we look for. His legs
right.
are very correct. It's surprising he didn't run very fast. He's 16, almost 16.2. He
right.
does have that thin, greyhoundy, thoroughbred build. So, you know, a 16.2 hand horse, you can fit a whole lot of people when they're that thin. So it doesn't matter if you're tall or short, you're not
right.
going to look
right.
bad on a horse like that, and that's one thing I really like. He's conformed a lot like my horse Edward, with that very thin, narrow build, but that makes him, to my opinion, very much more athletic than the ones that are a little chunkier. So, is he going to be safe to jump with his sesamoid injury, or is he pretty much a trail horse?
Did we lose her?
Uh-oh. I guess we did.
Yeah, we might have lost her. She disappeared. She'll probably call back here, I would think.
I'm like, what'd I say?
You asked her about jumping, and that was it. She was out of here.
That was it.
I am looking at the pictures. Jennifer, this is your kind of horse. You love these. This has your look to it right here.
You know, and I was looking at his pictures from the front, and his face a little bit reminds me of Mucho Macho Man when he was younger, before he started to fill out. He's got that
yeah.
really narrow. Yeah.
Yeah, he really, really does. Mucho Macho Man is kind of written all over because he's that same kind of blood bay. He's got that very mm-hmm. narrow build, tall. But like you said, Mucho Macho Man filled out a little more and ran a little faster, sounds like.
A little bit. This guy would probably be cool for somebody who wants to do judged trail rides, but also because he likes to go out. That might be a good career choice for him.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, since we lost her and I don't see her calling back, we'll go ahead and give the website. It's pretty easy to remember. It's horseadoption.com. Now, what I really like about this place, you know, there's so many rescues, and I'm using finger quotes in the air, rescue.
Let's get her back on here. I think we
okay.
have her back. Amy, you back?
Sorry, all of a sudden that went to a funny commercial on Charter Bank. I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from.
We kicked you off. Well, I was just going to say about
right.
your new vocations place
yeah.
is that, you know, there's so many horse adoption places that, and I use finger quotes for rescues
sure.
and stuff like that, where they take the horse off, they put 60 days, and of course they get it for free or a couple hundred bucks, and then they list it for $2,500 immediately. Tell us what the adoption fee for this guy is.
That's a good question. I don't even know.
I'll tell you.
Usually our adoption fees are, actually, if I look at my website.
It's 200. I got it.
200? Perfect. Because,
yeah.
And part of the reason that we do that is because we are so lucky to have grants and to have wonderful connections with the racing world that they really do support us, which is nice. They will oftentimes send checks with the horses to continue their care with us. So we don't have to rely on the adoption fee themselves, because our adoption fees are anywhere from waive to $700. And we will set their adoption fees according to their ability or like their marketability, and his, since he's a little bit more limited right now, that's why his fee is low. And we don't have to set their fees high because that's not how the majority of our money comes in. And that allows us to get more horses adopted and into homes and into new careers sooner than having them here for so many months.
No, and I do appreciate that, what you guys do there, because, you know, people taking the responsibility of these horses, that, you know, horses are expensive, and if they want to rescue something, they should definitely check out horseadoption.com. Now, I was asking before we lost you, you know, what do you think about his potential for jumping? Is that sesamoid injury going to affect him at all, or is it totally clean? Is he good to go?
They didn't do any surgery, and the line, since it was just a hairline fracture, usually our vets will tell us that they would like to see them wait until the end of, for him, since he was May, wait for 9 to 12 months before doing anything, and that would fit in anyway with him, because he's going to need time to just build muscle and to build up his stamina for jumping. So in the springtime, he should be able to jump. And I don't know that he won't be a high competitive horse, but he certainly should be able to do recreationally. And any horse can step over anything 2 foot that isn't going to hurt them. And he might be limited to about 2'6". But with the proper care and with somebody that is familiar with dealing with fractures, he could even go on to do more.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, you guys, his name is Doing My Best. There are pictures and videos and everything. He's a 5-year-old, 16, 1.5 Gebbe gelding with a really cute blaze. He's located at your Marysville, Ohio location. And you guys have locations pretty much all over the place. Where are they all now?
Yeah, our thoroughbred locations are Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, Eastern Pennsylvania, and Ohio. And then our standardbred facilities are Laura, which is Dayton, Tennessee, and Michigan.
Now, when they adopt from you guys, what is, like, with the Mustangs, when you adopt a Mustang, you keep it, you have to keep it for a year. What is y'all's rule on that? Are they free to, you know, say they get them and they keep them, you know, a year or so or 6 months or so, and it just doesn't work out? Do they send them back to you? Do you own them, or can they sell them? What's the story?
Yeah, they're our horses for a year. We just want to make sure that that the people that are adopting them understand how to care for a thoroughbred, because they are a higher maintenance requirement as far as food and energy level and all that. So there are horses for the first year. They have to send in updates at 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months, including pictures. And then that way, Claire, who takes care of the updates here, she monitors the horses. And if they look great, that's great. If they need a little bit of help, or if they need to gain some weight, or if we look at the horse and, you know, think it's declined in any way, then Claire will talk to them about what it takes to bring them back up to where we'd like to see them, like covering their ribs, and, you know, at least they have to look as good or better than when they left here. And so she'll help them with that. Then at the end of the 12 months, if everything looks good and they've been responsible horse owners, then the horses are theirs outright to do with whatever they want. But at any point in time, they can come back to us, whether it's a week after they've been adopted. We've even taken horses back that have been gone 4 and 7 years. So they can come back into the program.
Wow, that's really great. Go ahead, Glenn.
No, I was just going to make a comment. I was going to say that this particular guy, I think, would be terrific for AXA type of events and trail rides.
Sure.
You know, as he gets, you know, into the spring, he's going to be terrific for that kind of thing, especially if he loves the outdoors as much as he does.
Yes, perfect, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've really been shocked with some of the off-the-track guys. Like this little 4-year-old that I have, Joey, he is the most solid trail horse. And I really think it's because, you know, they've just seen everything.
Yes,
there's not much that surprises an ex-race horse anymore. You know, they may get a little tense, but nothing, it just seems like they've seen it all, you know, galloping around the track there.
And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize. They think about them being on the track, but they had to get from the stables to the track, through the crowds, past the tractors, past the cars and the parking lots and the people and the flags and the stands and, you know, everybody standing up and cheering and waving. And that's a lot of activity. And they also have a good work ethic. And they sort of know that once somebody's on their back, they better get to work. And that's all part of it.
Well, I couldn't love the breed more. And I know I really appreciate you guys doing the adoptions. And again, you said standardbreds too. So, Glenn,
correct,
get on it. Get yourself a standardbred. Come on.
We do.
I wasn't looking through the pictures.
were you?
Yeah, oh, I know. I hear you.
What a good Christmas present, Jennifer. Christmas. Go on there and adopt one. A Santa bread.
That's right. The gift is the cheap part. It's the upkeep that takes more.
That's right.
No,
we don't need to know that.
We don't need to know that.
No.
There was one on here I saw a picture of. Talk about a name. This must be my day for finding crazy horse names.
Uh-huh.
This one is Monaco Lewinsky.
Yes.
No, I would have to change that. You would have to change that. I mean, you could.
I know. Yeah, it's a lot of people like, oh, no, I can't do that. I saw that. I don't know the horse, but I saw the name. Yes, we all commented on that one. Yep, and a girl named Mike.
Inglorious Custard. What do they do to these standard breads, man? They're worse than the thoroughbred.
There was one in the news today that just set a record out in Portland Meadows out in the West Coast, set a record for this distance. It was like a 50-year-old record. His name is Hannibal Lecter. Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, no. No wonder why he won, right?
Yes. You don't want him behind you, that's for sure.
Right. Yeah. All
the other horses. All the other horses are like, go ahead, just go ahead.
Yeah,
you go first.
You go first. Go ahead.
It's okay. We'll save our tails for another day.
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, no.
All right, well, it's horseadoption.com. That's where you want to go on. I mean, my gosh, just go on there and play. Go look at all these horses. They're so beautiful. They all need homes. You'd be doing yourself a good deed. Amy Allison from New Vocations, thank you so much for joining us. And can't wait till next month. And definitely keep us up to date on doing my best and let us know when it gets adopted.
We will. Thanks for having us.
All right. Thanks, Amy.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye. I want him. I could just have 1,000.
You can't do this segment anymore. We're going to have to put you on mute and cover your eyes.
Yeah, it's really not fair because now I'm looking at standardbreds online. You know, I don't need a standardbred, but Little Peanut is so cute.
I know. I did see Little Peanut, actually. I was kind of looking at Little Peanut. It's kind of cute.
And there's
a Peanut's adorable.
Chestnut. Yeah, there's a chestnut called Blade Martin, like Boyd Martin. Oh, my God. So cute. Little 15-3 hand gelding. Blade Martin, I'll take him. And the con man. I'll take the con man, too. He's gorgeous.
Well, we're going to be right back here after we hear a little word from ProMat, Table Cover by ProMat, and our song today, because Jamie has to go to the bathroom now. So
I got to pee bad, it's not funny.
We're going to take a break for that, and we'll be back. We got to hear from one of the stars of Big Bang Theory, did a little interview that we're going to play a part of. And also, we have Leslie Wiley with Horse Nation coming on. So we'll be right back.
Hey, folks. Coach Jen here from the Horse Tip Daily Show. All of us as horsemen mull over our horses' nutrition and stress out over their stress level and fret about their fitness. But when is the last time you puzzled over your horse's lounging and sleeping comfort? Research has shown us over and over that quantity as well as quality of rest and sleep are crucial for top athletic performance as well as overall well-being. Enter Stable Comfort by ProMat. Astute horsemen everywhere have been trusting Stable Comfort by ProMat to provide unsurpassed comfort for their equine charges as well as an efficient and economical stall flooring system that saves them both labor and bedding dollars. Still not sure? Well, here's what one of Stable Comfort by ProMat's customers has to say. When I built my first custom stables slightly more than 8 years ago, one of my greatest concerns was the stall mat selection. Frankly, I would rather have no stall mats than mats that constantly shift, tripping horses and requiring extra shavings to hide the problems in an attempt to make horses comfortable. And most of all, I dreaded the burden of having to move heavy mats and repack stall foundations. Mission accomplished, thanks to ProMat for delivering an excellent product. The horses love it because it is comfortable. I love it because it looks perfect, even after 8 years. We bed the stalls only as needed and use far less shavings than I ever could have had imagined. And it takes less time to clean the stalls when using less bedding. And that's from Ann Dewarge of Little Rock, Arkansas. But the accolades don't stop there. Head on over to stablecomfort.com and find out why champions like Nick Skelton, Mary King, and Chris Cox Use Stable Comfort by ProMat Systems for their equine athletes.
Well, that was Chancey Neal with Ride Away. And we thank, but we can find all of Chancey's songs. She doesn't have a website yet, but you can just search for Chancey Neal and it'll pop up where you can buy her music. And she's becoming pretty popular down there in Nashville. So
that's really good.
Yeah.
I love that song.
She's terrific. You know, at only age of 18, she has a long way to go. I think she's going to do great. Well, you know, you posted an article down here, a story about a girl that has been on our shows many times, and that's top eventing groom Max Cochran, who was the eventing groom for the O'Connors. And she, as I said, she's appeared on almost all of our shows. She's been on this one and the eventing show numerous times. And she is actually, after, 10, 12 years retiring from the O'Connors.
Yeah, Max, for the first time, I mean, my gosh, if you ever have seen the O'Connors anywhere, you will see Max behind with a bucket and walking around with a towel over her shoulder. You know, she has been the O'Connors head groom for 11 years, and she is actually now leaving. She made the decision about a year ago, but wanted to finish out the 2012 Olympic Games. She's like, I mean, at 40 years old, there's only so many stalls you can keep mucking. It's time for me to do what's next. At the moment, I'm just trying to take a deep breath. It's time to refocus and see what else is out there. And then Philip Dutton's head groom, Emma Ford, has been with him for 7 years, and she also quit. I don't know if they got together and they're like, we're out of here. Screw this. Let's go. But they kind of did it together, and the Chronicle did a story on both of them. And Emma Ford is actually not leaving the job of being a groom. She's actually going to a smaller barn. I think working for Philip Dutton can be a little stressful. Is kind of what I was hearing. She's like, I am done. I'm going to go work for somebody maybe not nicer, but a little less intense.
Intense, yeah, good word. Good word.
Yeah.
And Max is apparently going off. They have a new business that's starting up where it's a kind of PR business in a way, but they also help the eventers with all of their arrangements and their horse arrangements and, you know, travel arrangements and things like that. And she's going to work for a company that does that. And she'll be terrific at that because obviously she knows how to get around and she knows how to move horses and do everything that the upper level eventers really, you know, that's very time consuming when you're an upper level eventer, just coordinating everything. So this company is actually going to be doing that for some of the upper level eventers. And I'm sure that the O'Connors will be one of her customers, you would think.
Well, they darn well better be. That would be ridiculous. That'd be
you know,
wrong.
She came to prominence, too. People got to really know Max around the Theodore O'Connor times, around Teddy's time, because you would see tons of pictures of Max with Teddy, taking care of Teddy, kissing Teddy, hugging Teddy, washing Teddy. And, of course, Teddy O'Connor was the pony that did so amazingly a couple of years ago and took the eventing world by storm. And, you know, I think anybody that was remotely interested in eventing, that was just a story that we all loved.
Oh, man. You know, and sadly, you know, it was a reality for a lot of people when Teddy died. Sad story. I mean, he got loose and he ran around and broke his leg. And it goes to show you that accidents happen. It doesn't matter what barn you're at. You know, accidents happen, and it was very sad. But, man, when he would run by, I remember seeing him at Rolex run through the water jump. And when he ran through the water jump, the swell of the crowd and the cheers and everything, it was the most flawless ride through the Rolex water. And people were crying after watching him go through. I mean, my God, he was under 14, too, and is running around Rolex. And just being absolutely amazing. I think he finished second or third that year. Ridiculous.
Yeah, he came in second. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So just a great story.
You know, she has a quote about Teddy. She says, when they asked her who her favorite horse was, and of course Karen's had a lot of amazing horses, she answered, of course, Teddy, just being around during that time. And for a lot of people, when eventing was so bad, well, if you know a little bit about eventing at that point, that's when all the deaths were happening. There was all this controversy around eventing being too dangerous a sport. It really was kind of a downtime in the world for eventing. And what Teddy did is just it gave everybody something to focus on other than the depressing news. And I really did think I really think Teddy was responsible for bringing eventing kind of out of a doldrum time that it had there.
Yeah. She said that just being around the little horse was pretty amazing. So, but sad to say that they're both leaving their positions with Philip Dutton and the O'Connors, but there's going to be bigger and brighter things for them, and we wish them the best of luck. Now, speaking of eventers, do you remember that about this time last year, we had some people on to talk about Goresbridge Go for Gold, too much G's, an eventing horse sale. Well, they had the second annual Go for Gold sale, and there were some high bidders. The top prices, €48,000, €48,000. So we're looking at $60,000, upwards of that for horses that 4, 5, 6 year olds that are going. If you want to see this, we should just Google Goresbridge Go for Gold. These horses are amazing, and they all went to auction, and they've all been sold. But they, I mean, the prices on some of these horses are amazing. Oliver Townend was out there buying horses. Peter O'Toole was out there buying horses. Just
the top of the top go to the sale to buy event horses.
Yep, yep, that was very good. Well, we're going to get to our next segment here, and we have Leslie Wiley of Horse Nation on here every Monday, and she's with us again today. Good morning, Leslie.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Terrific. We're so glad to have you on again this morning. And, you know, Horse Nation has had some really funny, humorous stuff on in the last week or two that I've been following here. You know, before we get to that, let's talk serious for 1 minute about the Shaken Fork and the Flexin' Fork. I noticed, and they're a sponsor of ours here on Horses in the Morning, and I noticed that that name has been popping up over there on Horse Nation as well.
Every day, yeah. We love Shaken Fork and Flexin' Fork and all of the equity products. We're really, really excited that they've come on as our newest sponsor, and I am personally, which is pretty really exciting because I'm a big fan of Shaken Fork myself. I got one recently to try, and it kind of blew my mind a little bit. You know, it changed everything I knew about horses, like stall cleaning.
Well, yeah, you know, and we'll explain to people, the Shaken Fork is the motorized one that actually has a battery in it, and you press a trigger, and the whole head shakes, and it does all the work for you. Now, what we have found with those of us that have tried it is it takes you a couple days to get used to letting it do the work, you know, giving it a chance to do the work where you're not shaking by habit, because we've cleaned so many stalls that we do it by habit. Did it take you a couple days, or are you smarter than us?
There was definitely a transition period, but I'm all about doing less work. So that came to me really naturally.
You're all about the lazy?
Yep, yep.
Now, the other thing, too, about these forks, especially the Shaken Fork, is it will – have you found it that it helps save you bedding, too?
It really does. It helps you sift through, you know, so you're not throwing out as much. I think Equity says that the forks probably save you $1 a stall per day in between bedding saved and labor, you know, time you're saving. And I believe them for sure. And another thing I love about them, like, I can kill a pitchfork like nobody's business. I have destroyed so many pitchforks, you know, whether between, like, running over them, like, my best one is, I do this all the time, is, like, put the fork in the manure spreader and I forget about it, and then it, like, gets breaks through the spinning.
I have never done that one. Oh, my God, I've never even done that one. That's pretty good.
I have broken a pitchfork in rage before, slammed against the barn aisle. You know, like, you threw another shoe. You just threw a shoe last week. Oh, you know, and I think I've met my match in these forks. The Flexin' Fork and the Shaken Fork both have these sort of flexible tines but they're not like, you've tried the pitchforks maybe with the manure forks with like kind of rubbery, bendy tines that aren't supposed to break, but those are useless, you know. But these they're firm, but they also have a little bit of give in them so they don't break, which is, I'm so excited about because I always lose a fork or two in the winter, like stabbing it frozen horse turds, you know. So
well, there you go.
No
and
more.
You can find all of their products at equitymfg.com. If you put in checkout, if you put in the comments section zipper, you're going to get a free zipper flashlight with it. And the other thing that we can't forget about is that these are made in the USA. So check it out, equitymfg.com. Now, you wrote an article here about ducks.
Yeah, you know, these are the sorts of things that keep me up, questions that keep me laying awake at night. So I'm curious to get your take on this. Here's the question. Would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? Honestly.
Okay, what were you smoking before you wrote this? That's my question. Or drinking. There had to be some alcohol involved with this one.
No, you know, I did not make this question up. It's actually an internet thing. Like, it's like somebody came up with this question and it kind of went viral. Like, even I think somebody submitted it as a question to Obama to answer, you know, during his campaign. And so it's not just me, but I think it's particularly relevant to horse people. I think it would be really interesting to get actual horse people's take on this because, you know,
let's review the question. It would be, would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? And I would say that I would rather fight a horse-sized duck because if I win, I could have meals for a month.
I had not thought about that. I had not thought about that.
There's got to be a lot of duck meat in a horse-sized duck.
Yeah. But, I mean, wouldn't that be terrible? I mean, can you imagine, like, coming at you? A big, I mean, that is, what do you think, Jamie?
It's either that or you're going to have 100 little or 200 little hooves trampling you to death. I'd take my chance with a big beat.
There'd be 400 hooves. Okay, so you know what? I wasn't quite sure where I was going to go with the answer here. And so what I did was I started reading the comments on the post. And I'm shocked and how much effort and time people have put into their answers that they have typed in to your web. Like Linda writes, I think the horse-sized duck would be my choice because I could escape into places that would be too small for it to fit through. 100 duck-sized horses, while cute to watch from a distance, would be a horrible to defend against. Just too many of the potential tricks that they could pull. I mean, what if they all farted at once? Devastating. What? And then somebody was like, are they African or European ducks? And what is the airspeed velocity of an unladen duck? And then somebody else was like, oh, my God, 100 duck-sized horses because you just throw a sweet feed on the ground and they'll stop them. That's so true. And then Chris writes on here, if you thought about it from a scientific perspective, the duck-sized horse wouldn't be able to support itself at all because their bones are hollow. It would collapse onto itself and not be able to bear support of its own weight. If you took a horse and shrunk it down to duck size, they wouldn't be able to do too much either. Their bones would be so dense, they'd be little duck horse blobs. They wouldn't be able to move. What is wrong with you people?
By the way, Chris is not a person you want to invite to a party. That person would bore you to death.
If that person's married, I feel sorry for their spouse. That's the lady that was in the movie last night. That's who it was.
That's right.
I'm
talking the whole time.
I think the jury's still out. But I was just curious. You know, I just felt like I needed to feel compelled to put that out there and see
well,
what the
good job
was.
Now,
I thought the next one was
interesting. 10 ways to blow $100,000 plus on horse stuff on eBay. Did you really search through eBay long enough to find 10 things you could spend $100,000 on?
You would be amazed at how I'm like, who has $1 million in their PayPal account? Like, seriously. I mean, it's amazing. You could spend a lot. I mean, it's just like a click away. For instance, we have an 18th century King Henry V equestrian bronze sculpture for $1.5 million. You can buy a Santa Barbara County ranch.
Before you go on, were there actually bids on any of these things?
No. Santa Barbara County Ranch, $5 million. Free shipping.
Free shipping?
There's this terrible-looking horse painting that someone's trying to sell for $1 million. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Who knew? Who knew?
You can buy
a 60-stall horse barn on eBay.
I liked that painting, by the way. I thought it was really nice.
You like it? Aw. Maybe you should.
million yeah. bucks, you can have it.
Sure, I'll take two. That sounds great.
I did notice that King Henry the Fourth was not wearing a helmet. I did notice that.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, then there's this Perth Mint Lunar, which must be some kind of coin from Australia. Is the Lunar or the coin down there? I don't know. But it's $135,000 for a coin with a horse on it.
Right.
Okay.
Like, I was totally, like, what if you lost it? You got mixed in with your quarters and you spin it the laundromat. That's what I would do.
Question about this. Now, when you list something on eBay, it does not matter whether it sells or it doesn't sell. You have to pay eBay a percentage of your asking price. So do you think that eBay is getting, like, in the 60-plus horse stall barn, $129,000, they get, like, 5%? So do the math. They're making a ton of money on all of these, if that's the case. I mean, $1.5 million bronze sculpture?
Right,
like,
right.
That's got to be a big chunk of change for 5%.
Okay, I just took that one up. Shipping on that is $280.
How big is the statue?
I don't know. It doesn't even... Actually, four offers have actually been made on this. $1.5 million
bronze. Okay, it's either you have an option. This is not the auction, so this must be they don't have to pay the percentage. So we've got $1,480,000. You can either buy it now or make an offer. So yeah, but you're right. It doesn't. It's 12 inches.
What?
It's 12 inches tall.
Oh, no. My gosh. Wow. It looks huge, but that makes it even – I was like, maybe,
That's the problem with eBay, is you buy stuff and you get it in and you go, oh, man, this is the size of a thimble. I thought it was like a car size. Problem with eBay. If you don't got to read – you're right, less than 12 inches.
Wow. That's the fine print. Read the fine print before you – unload $1.5 million on
it. Am I the only one, by the way? Let me pull this page up again. Am I the only one? And he did the official thing for Wegg. He did the official painting for Wegg, which I didn't like either. Am I the only one that thinks Leroy Neiman is – I just don't like his stuff. And he has one here. He has a horse racing mural for $375,000. I just don't like his stuff. It's ugly.
I thought it was gorgeous.
I don't know. I think it's kind of pretty. I mean, I don't know what you'd do with it. It's about the size of, like, the art gallery that it's displayed in, but...
I think it's gorgeous. I like Leroy Neiman. I think they use it... Well, I'm not going to be an art snob. I don't really know. I mean, I just think it's pretty.
It's pretty.
It's so pretty.
Well, there you go. Well, that was an interesting article. Where do you think of these things all on your own? I mean, you do come up with some very creative articles.
Know. My head is a scary, scary place.
You do come up with some interesting stuff. Well, that's very good. It's all at horsenation.com. You can find all of the cool articles that were on there. You know, I was just looking through some of the ones. We've only touched on some of the fun ones that you've had. So check it out over on horsenation.com. And thank you very much for joining us again.
Take care. Have a great week.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Leslie.
You too.
Well, you brought up a video. Now, this is actually kind of an older video, but
I think September. So, yeah, it's not brand spanking new. And I'd like to tell you that I kind of took one for the team when I saw this video, then watched this video, and then in turn sent this video to you to get the audio of. I would like to say that is being a team player. Can you say
it is.
That?
I congratulate you because you really did step out by watching something that had anything to do with the Big Bang Theory, which is 95% of the audience's favorite show, and you hate it. So,
how do you guys watch a show with that much fake laughter? Oh, my God. You talk about fake Winnie's, Jennifer. Chad and I, three nights ago, were sitting down. I'm like, okay, let's try again. Let's try again. Every single, they'll say a sentence and you hear,
and then they say another sentence. Whoa! How do you watch
just,
it? It's like fake winning.
I'll tell you
it's
what.
Like all the
you're arguing against the majority because you know that 95% of our audience loves this show.
I don't know what's wrong with you. 95% of you are crazy. Anyway, my point being, Kaylee Cuoco, because I actually like her a little bit better now that I know she's a horse person, and she actually was in a really big accident that smashed, not just broke, smashed her lower right leg. She went into surgery, emergency surgery. She might have lost her lower leg, and she is on Letterman talking about it and showing off her scars. Now, that is freaking cool. I do want to know if she still rides, or is that it?
Yeah, she does. No, she's a jumper. She rides every day. Yep. She rides every day.
She's awesome. Too bad that all the nerdy guys on the show, you know, if it was just her show, I'd probably watch it.
Well, let's take a listen here.
Tell people what happened.
Well, I had a little, you know, last time I was here, I talked to you all about my car accidents, and now I can't drive a car and I can't drive a horse. So I had, apparently, I'm just accident prone. Yes, I had a little accident. I was walking on my horse. We weren't even jumping. And
you're an experienced rider, right?
Years. I've been riding for many years and loving it, and I thought I was good. no, actually, I just slipped off and actually was getting back up, and it was just a real freak thing. My horse got a little trapped and backed up across me, and I actually thought he was walking on leaves. That's the way the sound of my leg was. It was like, oh, yeah, I'm not kidding. And I'm like, where are those leaves? They're really not cleaning up this ring really well. And then realized it was my leg, which I have a lovely scar if you want to see it. You'll be
my goodness.
Rock and roll, right?
Oh,
well, that's
goodness.
Where the bone came out. And that, I know, right? And that's the scar. And now I have two metal bars in my leg. But the good thing about that is I know when it's going to rain. I feel like I'm 110. I'm like, the storms are coming. Yeah, so.
Wow, this is.
Helps with something.
And what was the injury? Was it a crushed leg bone?
It was actually got an open compound fracture. The bone came out.
It came right through the flesh.
Oh, yeah, no, it said hi to me. It was like, what up, Kaylee? It came completely out, and I was in the hospital for 2 weeks. I had two surgeries.
So what was. They took it.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, too much. TMI. Remember when I told you to end it at a certain part and don't play the rest of it? Will you play the rest of it?
Oh, but I love the story. Gross Bone came out and said hi line. That was pretty good.
I am pregnant, and I am grossed out, and I'm going to kill you.
Did you see her scar is huge? It must be 10 inches long where they had to cut her open and put the that was serious stuff. They said,
are you done?
Went on to say, it
no,
but
apparently it's not
riding.
Enough. No.
She did go back to riding, and she rides almost every day. She's a jumper. Yep, she does a good job. Well, now a couple other stories here. Let me see here. One is, this is an interesting story. Talk about elections, like we haven't had enough of election talk. In the USHJA, the United States Hunter-Jumper Association, the same guy, Bill Maroney, has been president. He's been the only president in the 9-year history of the USHJA. So he's been around since the beginning. He's been the only president. Well, he decided he wanted to step down. And he decided to endorse a lady by the name of Mary Babick out of New Jersey for being the next president. And so he apparently did the nomination and everything and made an announcement and the whole thing, and then he changed his mind. Apparently a couple of weeks later, he said, you know, I don't think the USHJA can live without me. So he said, I'm not stepping down after all. And he asked her to withdraw her nomination, and she said, screw you, buddy. I'm not doing that. You're going to have to take it from me now. So now they're going to have an election of the board. Will decide who will take over in another month at the annual meeting. The board's going to have to decide the battle going on between the two. And so she said, nope, it would be dishonest and it would be poor character if I jumped ship. So I'm going to stay here and see what I can do about taking over this job.
It's on.
There you go. It's a little fight over at the USHJA. Now, apparently they did meet here a couple of weeks ago, and they shook hands and everything, and they decided that whoever would win the other would support the other, and it would be fine.
Yeah, so. You know what? Barack Obama and Mitt Romney did the same thing when they would go up there on stage to do their battle. So they shake hands and they go, "May the best man win." I'll kill you. I will kill you. You know that was under the breath. So
the moral of that story is if you're going to say you're going to quit, keep it to yourself till you're sure. That's the moral of that story. Yeah.
Never mind. It's like when they go in, somebody goes into their boss's office and they like kick the chair over, clear off their desk. I'm done with this place. Screw you. And then they leave and then they get home and they're like, they just got evicted, you know, and they come back to work like the next day. Never mind. I'm cool. I'm going to be okay.
Their wife pounds them into the ground, one or the other. You quit again?
Exactly. Hey, speaking of spending a whole lot of money on horse stuff, Glenn, I've got a present for you. I figured out what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's super exciting. It's I'm going to get you this really unique carriage. It's a horse carriage. It's 187 years old. It is a former Indian state carriage that once carried the Maharaja of Mysore, and it's going to be sold by auction in Britain this month. It's going to be sold by Historic at Brooklands, and that's a specialist classic vehicle auctioneer. This carriage is so ornate and so decorated. I think you would love it, Glenn. It's a 16-window carriage, 16 windows. The drop-down windows, decorated panels, shutters for privacy in case the Maharaja did not want to be seen, because he'll really, really sneak by a crowd in this thing. There are two exterior feature seats that would have been used for servants and courtiers. So that's where Jen and I sit, and you sit like where the Maharaja did. The base color is olive green, embellished with delicate meander borders, floral and heraldic motifs, and the family coat of arms. The style of the coach, Glenn, because I know this is important to you, is a fusion of Indo-Islamic and European elements. It is a domed carriage, by the way.
It is cool. That is pretty cool.
It is a dome roof, and it's arguably the most prominent feature of the carriage, and it owes its roots to a Mughal Islamic architecture. Okay, so because that is so important to you, I know, I think we could buy it. It's going to go under auction on November 24th, and I would like to say that it is only estimated to go for about £100,000, Wait, never mind, Glenn. I'm not buying it for you. That's like almost $200,000. So screw you. You're
Indian giver.
Not
I was all excited, too. It's beautiful. And did you see the picture that they had of what was pulling it back in the day?
Oh, my gosh. Elephants. It was pulled by elephants.
I know. Isn't that amazing? I didn't know elephants did that. I didn't know they. Yeah. Well, first of all, can you imagine the shafts you have to get around an elephant?
Well, this is India, Glenn. They do whatever they want in India back in the day. It is extravagant.
Poster.
It is gorgeous. Yeah. We're going to post a link up on Facebook. I'll go ahead and do that, Jennifer, since I know where it came from. I was going to get it for you for Christmas, but I didn't do the translation right. I was thinking $100. Sorry.
Well, now, there was something else happened, too, over the weekend that caused quite a stir. Everybody knows that the All-American Quarter Horse Congress is a huge thing up in Ohio. It goes on for a month. It lasts a month. And some of those people are there for a month. Some of those people showing horses. Well, apparently this one guy with his Freightliner truck hauling a horse trailer with 11 horses. What they do, they're very strict at the Quarter Horse Congress. They check every horse coming into the grounds. They check every horse coming out because they don't want people stealing horses and stuff. And if you've ever been there, there are literally, what would you say, Jennifer, 1,000 horse trailers there. And I mean, there must be $10 million worth of horse trailers there. These are only big fancy ones and big fancy Freightliner trucks and everything. And they live in their rigs. And it's just nice stuff. So they're very careful about that. Well, apparently somebody blew the gate on the way out with a Freightliner truck hauling 11 horses, and the people at the Quarter Horse Congress called the police, and the police got out there and went out to the highways trying to find this guy who stole the truck and 11 horses. Well, they never did pull him over, but when they did more investigation, they found out this guy probably did own the truck and trailer. Apparently the line was kind of long and leaving, and he was kind of impatient and said, screw this, I'm blowing the thing. And they're still looking for him just to make sure he did own all the horses, but there haven't been any horses reported stolen, and they said next time you really should check out at the gate and not just run it with your brake liner truck.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently the line was long, and he just said, I'm done. I'm out of here. I've been here 3 weeks. I'm gone. Had the police all over the place looking for him.
I need to get some TSA employees in there. They won't be running the gate. That's what they need. Good Lord.
So, well, just don't do that anymore.
Well, I can let's end with that one, Glenn, because I could tell some a sad story, but let's keep it on the up and
all
up.
Right,
let's keep it happy.
All right, let's do that.
And everybody have a great day. It is Glenn. We're freezing to death here in Phoenix, so I've got to go put my snowsuit on to go outside. It is going to be a high of 75 today, and it's just exhausting being this cold.
I know. You probably had the heat on in the house and the fire going.
Don't think I didn't. I had fires every night. Hey, you know what I did find for other pregnant women who sit by the fire? Because it gets down to like 50 here. We're freezing to death. I do have a fire, and I did solve my problem. The major crisis that I was having was every night we build a fire and we sit around the fireplace, watch some TV. It's crackling. It's real wood, so it's like really smells good. And I could not stand not having a glass of wine. It is killing me,
you
this non-drinking thing. What?
Bad girl. You're a bad girl.
Guess what I found? I found 4 different brands of non-alcoholic red wine.
Grape. In other words, you found grape juice.
Wine. It's like tastes like red wine, except for that really good alcohol kick at the end of it. That was my favorite part. However, you don't get a buzz. You just sit there. But I get to pour it into a wine glass, and I get to sit in front of the fire and drink red wine. It's called one of the brands. The one that's the cheapest and of course not the best is called Free or Fre. And it's F-R-E, but it basically means alcohol-free. So I'm kind of a loser, but I'm at least getting my fix on the red wine by the fireplace on a cold, blustery November evening. So there you go. I'm now ending on a good note. Maybe I'll go have something now. What the heck? It's my time to
take
this.
Yeah, you can do that now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm sticking with? I'm sticking with the fact that pregnant women are scary.
Stay afraid. Be very afraid. Stay neutering.